Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Cinco de Fivo with Evan and Tiki on The Fan.
Cinco de Fivo is brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything, everywhere. Okay, Monday, the winter meetings, I guess really Sunday night, the winter meetings get underway. We had the beginning of the show today. We're talking about Jack Curry's report about a quiet Yankee offseason. We've already seen Devin Williams go to the Mets. And, of course, the Giants looking for a coach. The Giannis rumors. So it had me thinking, as cold as it is right now, what are my five New York sports predictions before the ground thaws?
Before the ground thaws?
So that's what? Like
March?
April? March?
Well, whenever this winter ends. It could be March, it could be April. Okay. So that's card subject to change.
So basically your predictions for the next 4 months.
Yeah, because there's a lot on the table. It's very cold out. Let's see what happens this winter. Here we go.
Here we go!
Number five.
I was actually just reading the Cinco title. That's stupid. Number five. Not a single solitary interesting thing about the Knicks season will change before the ground thaws. No monster Giannis trade, no free fall in the standings. The Knicks have already advanced to Yankees territory in terms of nothing really matters until the playoffs now.
I think that is spot on. And by the way, Knicks fans, that's a good thing.
Absolutely.
What he just said, it means no catastrophic injury, nothing crazy.
Ride the status quo.
Just ride that status quo to the 2-of-the-1 seat.
Right, and get there and then ball.
That's it.
Exactly. All right, here we go.
Number four.
The Mets will sign one more ex-Yankee.
Well, there's some options.
There are.
Cody Bellinger, Luke Weaver. Maybe they really build the Yankee bullpen into the Met bullpen.
Johnny Loaisiga.
Yeah, I mean, that's a minor one, but okay, sure. Anyone else? Who else?
I mean, it doesn't matter if it's minor or major. It's just they're available.
We're going to have that Yankee conversation again.
Harrison Bader count as one? He's a former Yankee, but from years ago?
So not who I was really thinking, but if it counts, it counts.
Wasn't he a former Met after he was a former Yankee?
He was, but I'm just
making... that doesn't matter. That doesn't count.
That would not qualify?
Yeah, because he already did it.
All right, just asking.
Okay, here we go.
Number three.
The Giants will hire a head coach who is currently employed as a head coach somewhere else right now.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Who do you like?
Mike Tomlin.
Could be Tomlin. Could be McVay. I don't know.
McVay?
You never know.
Sean McVay?
You never know. You never know. It could be Zach Taylor. It could be Kevin Stefanski.
Right, but the thing about those guys you mentioned are guys that could be fired. Kevin Stefanski could be fired. Mike Tomlin could be fired or broken up with. Sean McVay right now is the head coach of probably the team to beat in the NFC despite what happened on Sunday.
Hold on. Let me position it this way. Would you trade for him?
Yes.
So there you go. You could be right, Sean.
Could be right. Maybe he looks for a change.
He's one of those guys that you would trade for.
Yep. Oh, I agree with you.
100%.
He's a ginger like myself. Much better looking than me, but nevertheless, both gingers.
Okay, here we go.
Number two.
We alluded to this in the open, but I think it stands out. The Yankees' biggest offseason move this winter is going to be a trade, not a free agency ad.
Feels like it.
Yeah. I mean, who? You got anyone in mind? Sandy Alcantara?
Well, here's the thing. If they re-sign Cody Bellinger, Sean, is that a major move? Or is we had him last year?
I think here's the thing. It is a major move, but because the Yankees had him last year, I think the Yankees are going to make some sort of addition. And I ultimately think it's going to come via some sort of big trade. Now, you mentioned who? Maybe it's Sandy Alcantara? Maybe they don't sign Bellinger, and it's a trade for Stephen Kwan. They're going to do something where you're like, oh, wow, that's a trade I didn't see coming. Something like that is happening with the Yankees. All right, here we go.
Number one.
And the number one thing I think will happen for the ground thaws is the Mets will not have both Edwin Diaz and Pete Alonso on their roster. Only one.
Yeah. starting to feel like Pete's getting positioned elsewhere.
Getting positioned elsewhere.
Yeah, I just saw a thing. This is social media, so who the hell knows?
You saw a thing, social media.
Yeah, on social media.
The way you're setting this up, I'm like already disgusted. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. You saw a thing on social media. Go ahead.
That the Red Sox are going to be heavy for Pete Alonso.
Yeah, but I think we already knew that, don't
I know.
We?
Yeah. But I haven't seen it in a while.
Well, but here's the thing that's interesting about the Red Sox. So I've read numerous reports about their interest. I don't think they're signing multiple big free agents. Mm-hmm. They could keep Alex Bregman, they could steal Pete Alonso, or they can bring back Kyle Schwarber, because he used to be a Red Sox.
Yeah, true.
But don't
you think Bregman has so many suitors?
Yeah, I think Bregman's got a lot of suitors, but I think all three of those guys are targets of the Red Sox. The question is, and I don't know the answer to this, is who is their primary target? Who is the guy if they're ranking those three and they're only going to sign one of them?
Now I got to go find this. Now I got to go find this post because I think it said that according to reports, the Red Sox top target is Pete Alonso.
All right, I will help you out. This is a report from The Athletic.
Yes,
from Jen McCarthy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and the title of her article is Kyle Schwarber versus Pete Alonso. Is she stealing our material?
What the hell?
Which free agent slugger fits the Red Sox
better? She must be listening on the free Odyssey app.
Yeah, with the winter meeting set to commence next week, Pete Alonso and Kyle Schwarber are both primary targets. That's how she lists it. Someone who is a threat who can hit the middle of the order and can lengthen our lineup is going to be something we're going to pursue, according to Craig Breslow, the chief baseball officer.
Sounds like both of those guys.
Will it be both or one?
Because
I think it's only one. And then
I don't know what their money situation is like. I mean, they spent so much, and talking about the Fenway Sports Group, they spent so much money on Liverpool.
By the way, you know what? I'll tell you, in this article in The Athletic, there is a scenario where they sign both, and they would share the DH spot. So the Red Sox could very well destroy the NL East by taking Pete from us. And Schwarber, by the way, Sean, that's got to scare you.
It definitely would. I wonder if it would. If they had a combined press conference, if they then declared the NL East over at that point, if they got both.
And then they'd start calling us little brother.
Yes.
Sean's Cinco inspired my brain to start moving here. He said the Mets will only sign Edwin Diaz or Pete Alonso, only one of them.
Yeah. They will not get both.
Okay, let's say they sign Edwin Diaz, right? Sean, what was the other one? You said they'd sign a former Yankee?
Okay. Yeah, Bellinger. Okay.
Well, not Bellinger. Let's say the Mets sign Kyle Schwarber. They'd need a first baseman, right? How about former Yankee?
Paul Goldschmidt.
Bingo.
That would count.
Great defensively. Former Yankee. They had interest in him last year. Evan would love it. Is that even like,
do we know what he wants to do?
Oh, he's going to accept a 1-year, $9 million deal.
And
he's
going to platoon at first base with a lefty.
Because he did it last year willingly.
Yeah, I think, though, I have to admit, I don't have the music ready, but suggesting Paul Goldschmidt as a Mets signing, kind of a Rico topic. I'm just saying.
Wow.
Feels like you've turned our show into the Rico now, Tommy.
No, I was just playing off the Cinco. That's not fair.
We only get the, Evan, you're doing a Rico, if you start talking about a Rico topic and you don't stop talking
about
a Rico topic.
So
Rico Borgagna.
So I didn't start in breaking out Paul Goldschmidt.
Yeah, I didn't get deep enough.
All right, fair enough.
That would 5 minutes Borgonoid. Into it. Yet.
That would qualify in Sean's prediction. All right, good Cinco. We appreciate it.
All right, see you guys later.
Thank you, Sean. Let's get to your calls, then we'll put Tommy on trial for a potential L-wearing situation. 888-808-1019. Ben is in Brooklyn. Good early evening to you, Ben.
How are you doing, Evan and Tiki?
What's up?
Good, what's up?
Good. First of all, I just want to say I want to wish you guys a ton of luck in, the next stage in your careers, and obviously still going to be listening as a diehard fan. I was just going to say, I know Abdul Carter, I spoke of him last time I got on. He had asked before the season to wear number 56 for Lawrence Taylor, but maybe he should look to wear number 46 in honor of the 46th president because he's sleeping all the time. So I was just saying, I was just curious.
How long did it take you to write that one?
That was well thought out.
He's like, I got
well,
this whole...
presented very well.
I didn't even know where he was going with the number thing. Listen, I remember saying to you guys a while ago when this controversy occurred that he was thinking of wearing LT's number or asking, even Phil Simms' number. Obviously, it was never going to happen.
Right.
But it was also, why put undue pressure on yourself?
Yeah.
And I think that some of the discourse around Abdul Carter is, of course, about what's happening, falling asleep, missing meetings. But you gave fans who are disappointed in you to begin with extra reason to be mad at you by even having the audacity to ask.
It's like he was elevating the expectation. It was already high because he was a top five pick, but it got even more so when you were thinking about comparing yourself to all-time Giant greats. And he was 11 in college. That's where that came from.
Yes.
That one's a little bit different because he was 11 in college. Everybody wants to wear their college number, especially everybody wants to wear these smaller numbers now on the defensive side of the ball. But the LT thing, that was comparing yourself to the greatest ever in Giant history.
And there was no reason to do it.
No.
And it just adds more pressure to you. It does not make sense. Gabe in Wayne, New Jersey. What's up, Gabe?
Hey, Gabe.
Hey, guys. So much for taking the call. I wanted to get you guys' thoughts on Trent Grisham, but I wanted to kind of like lay the groundwork a little bit. So at the top of the offseason, I thought that offering Trent Grisham the qualifying offer was a brilliant move. I thought if he accepts it, great, because at the end of the day, they're saying this isn't going to interrupt with their plans to get Bellinger or Tucker, and you create kind of a logjam in the outfield, probably able to move one of these outfield prospects in return for starting pitcher, relief help, whatever. I told you guys about like Alcantara and Ronnie Enriquez from Miami as a trade possibility, right?
Yep. Yeah.
So now it looks like the reports are, I don't know, Bellinger's getting a little pricey. So my question for you guys is, at the end of the day, if they don't end up landing Kyle Tucker, Cody Bellinger, or some crazy trade for somebody like Fernando Tatis Jr., which Evan said no way in hell is going to happen without Cam Schlittler, if they don't end up landing something like that, is the qualifying offer to Trent Grisham an unmitigated failure by Brian Cashman and Hal Steinbrenner?
I think in the offseason, maybe. But I think it's going to be determined on what kind of season Trent Grisham has.
Yes, and that's a great, great point that we need to at least acknowledge.
Yeah.
If Trent Grisham repeats his success of 2025, he is worth $22 million.
So 100%.
He's worth it. Like, $22 million, if you're going to hit 34 home runs and drive in 86 runs for a center fielder, that's pretty good. Here's where I've been moved, because when we were talking about the qualifying offer, I was always supportive of them offering it to him.
Yeah.
Because I thought it was a win-win. If he leaves, great, I get a draft pick. If he doesn't leave, I have this quality player on a one-year deal. But I always did it under the belief that $22 million was not going to cost them making other moves. I figured if you're going to make the qualifying offer, knowing there's a damn good chance he's going to take it, it would be irresponsible to do it thinking that that's going to clog up money to spend on important other pieces. If that turns out to be the case, that it does clog up your spending, then I don't agree with the move.
Yeah, I agree, because it hamstrings you in making your team better. And that's what every team needs, especially teams like the Yankees that are right there at the precipice but haven't quite been able to get fully over the hill. You don't want to be stuck. Because you signed a guy.
Yep. And now look, if Trent Grisham hits 185, this is an all-time disaster to the point that he made. Ed is in Melbourne, Florida. What's shaking today, Ed?
How you doing, Evan? No disrespect to Tiki, but this is a phone call for you.
Okay.
And I want to first wish you guys a happy holiday season, all of you there and your families.
Thank you.
And I just got a wonderful Christmas present for my daughter, your book.
Nice.
I got to tell you, let me sing your praises for the book for a second. That book unlocked a part of me that I've been missing for years, which is my youth. The beautiful book. Your book says you laugh and you cry, and I did that exactly. It was a wonderful, wonderful
That's
book.
That's very nice. Thank you.
Yeah. I hope one day I meet you and I could give you a hug. It really made my holiday season because, like you, I started scoring at 8 years old. My godfather took me to see a Nolan Ryan one-hitter against the Phillies.
Wow.
Awesome. And I stopped at 18, and the night I stopped was the worst night of all to stop. So, you know, I just did it for 10 years. You kept going. And like I said, wonderful book. Thank you for everything.
Well, really. I appreciate that. I'd love to give you a hug. I'll be in Florida for spring training.
That book would be My Mets Bible.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I should promote it.
Edited, not edited, but written and voiced by, there isn't one in here. There was one in here.
Where the hell is all the My Mets Bibles gone? I thought I had five in here.
They're redoing the studio, so they probably took them.
No, I know what happened, and I'm honored by it. I think BT wanted to read it again, so he took it. I appreciate it. Now, I have no idea where it is. This is, I share seats with Brandon, so I'm just assuming he took it. Nah, he wouldn't take it. Well, thank you. I appreciate that. By the way, I shouldn't read this email, but I kind of want to.
Why?
I want to because it's from a 13-year-old diehard listener of Evan and Tiki, and I find that to be really cool.
Yeah, as long as it's not a Rico.
No, it is about this program.
Oh, excellent.
And
but delivered to the Rico B at Gmail.
Well, I think what's happened with the Rico B email account, which is the Rico B at gmail.com, is it's become an all-encompassing email account.
Oh, it's become effectively the Evan and Tiki email as well.
In a lot of ways.
Excellent. Thank you, 13-year-old.
I have to read it because he's 13. It's a great question. He has a great idea, but I have to rephrase his question as in a hypothetical because we can't confirm this.
Okay, go ahead.
Dear Mr. Roberts.
Ooh, respect.
Thank you for the great radio shows. I'm 13 years old and have been listening to Evan and Tiki since it began. I heard you say something yesterday on The Fan that there may be some supposed changes being made to the program. So I have a question. If you and Tiki do get moved to an earlier time slot, would you continue to do the Cinco de Fivo? I really enjoy the Cincos and catalog every one of them.
Wow.
I'm currently making a Cinco de Fivo of the best and the worst Cinco de Fivos of all time. This is so all great so far. We appreciate it. If you and Tiki do indeed make that move, I have a new name for the Cinco de Fivo.
Well, okay, since we can't comment, let's hear it, just in case.
The Cinco de... Hold on. Thomas, I love this idea, and I can't thank you enough for sending this email. The Cinco de Luncho.
It's a good one.
It's a good one.
It's a good one.
That's a good one.
Because people will take their lunch breaks just to listen.
It's not bad.
It's not a bad one.
I have one slight issue.
Which is?
I'm not going to say it. I actually forgot.
What?
You know me. I'm very, like, overprepared.
Yeah?
What if I last night already made a song? No, I'm just kidding. I didn't do that. I did not do that. Or maybe I did. Maybe I did.
Did you?
I can't confirm that.
Do you want to preview the song?
I cannot do that. No, I can't do that. You know what, Thomas? Thank you so much for the email. Tiki and I and upper management, and by upper management, I mean Morash and Tommy, we will all consider this under advisement.
Yes.
So we very much appreciate that. Let's go to Tommy in Westchester. What's up, Tommy?
Hey, guys. I need your help for... Christmas for my grandkid.
Yeah.
He's 7. What happened was when he was 2 years ago, he was 5. I bought him an Aaron Rodgers jersey, Jet jersey, $125, right?
Yeah.
I figured, guy's going to Hall of Fame. You know, it's a good jersey. So you know what happened with that.
Yes.
Last year, I said, I'm going to get somebody who's already under contract, a great player. He'll be here forever. And our grandpa goes and spends another $125 on Sauce Gardner.
Oh, God.
That's two jerseys. I know. I'm up to $250.
Yes.
So this Christmas, he was 5 and then 6. Now, the little guy's 7. For this Christmas, I said, who can I get? Somebody said, oh, get Breece Hall, man. He's great.
Don't do it yet.
I don't know if Breece Hall's going to be here. I know. So my question to you, I'm already into this for $250. It's going to be 3.25.
Mm-hmm.
Who do I get jersey that's going to be around? A Jet jersey, somebody that everybody's heard of. And please don't give me a guy who's not going to be around next year because I don't know what to do with all these jerseys.
There are two. It's a great question, yeah. Tommy. It's a question that I've dealt with because Spence, who I took to his first regular season Jet game on Sunday, did not wear a jersey.
Now he needs one.
Because the jersey he had was Sauce Gardner.
Mm.
I had bought that for him at the beginning of the year. So that was already outdated, and now he definitely needs one. So I feel the same thing. I think there are two issues, two answers to the question. It is up to our last caller's discretion, as is mine. Number one is to pick a legendary player. Mm. It is easy. Their careers are over, and you can teach them about the legendary player.
Who would that be?
Oh, you've got a lot. You want to go Nick Mangold, who unfortunately just passed away?
That's a good one.
Nick Mangold, Darrell Revis is one of the all-time great players, a Hall of Famer. You can go even further back, go little Joe Willie, go Chad Pennington.
But if you're 7, don't you want to be a little bit current? If you're for the 7-year-old, not for the grandfather.
It's a fair point. Like, I can do that with my kids and teach them just like he can, but you don't get to see the player.
Yeah.
That's option number one. These are the safest choices. And option number two is to put their first name on the back of the jersey, which I have done for Jet. A couple of years ago, ran into the same problem, went over it in my head, and I said, I'm going to get you a Jet jersey that says Jet.
What about Garrett?
Garrett Wilson?
Yeah.
Well, no. There are candidates.
Right.
And there's your third one, which is, okay, who on the roster do you feel comfortable about?
Who guaranteed to almost be here for the next however many years?
If I was power ranking my confidence levels, I think Garrett Wilson is towards the top of the list.
Yeah.
I think Olu Fashanu is towards the top of the list. I would say...
you got to get a Pro Bowler, right?
Is that a rule?
No, but that makes you feel like... this guy is confidently a good player and is going to be a Jet.
Well, the other problem is with a 7-year-old, like Armand Membu is the other guy. They're offensive linemen.
Yeah.
Like, you're really going to get your 7-year-old all excited about, watch him block, watch his fat ass. Like, I don't think it works that well.
You meant that in a loving way.
Yeah.
Fat ass.
Yeah. Right. Of course I meant it in a loving way.
Not in the Sean Marash way.
No.
I got it.
Loving way. So, I don't know. Breece Hall, like if he signs an extension, maybe whatever quarterback they draft, you could kind of play that lottery ticket game. But it's tough.
Yeah, but he's set for Christmas, right?
Well, then it can't be the kid in the draft. Mm. I take that back.
If it's Christmas, it's got to be Garrett or a legend.
You wouldn't go with one of the linemen? You wouldn't go with Olu Fashanu?
The kids want offensive linemen?
No.
I'm just saying.
All right. You got to hope that they sign somebody in the offseason or draft somebody with the last name Roberts. Then that solves all your problems because you could just wear it. It's not that you pick that last name on your jersey. Now you have your last name on the back of the jersey.
With little kids, I think it's better to go first name because they associate it more and they find it cool. So what I would do is I would ask them, like, hey, would you want your first name?
If he's a humongous Jet fan and is always going to be a Jet fan, then that's the right
name. Yeah, because it lasts forever.
It's his forever.
Yeah, I think... there are certain franchises where the current player list is tough, and you're better off just going with the list.
Yeah. Well, as we talked and you heard when Connor Hughes, when we just had him on about an hour ago, you can rewind on the Odyssey app, there's going to be some turnover on this roster. And so, I don't know who that's going to be. It could be some guys that have felt like they're stalwart type players. They might be elsewhere. So, go with your name.
I think
that's the right move. Or Garrett Wilson.
Yeah, Garrett Wilson is the safest of the active players. It's an actual L, and sometimes one has an opinion so wrong or so flawed or whatever, they deserve to wear an L. The rules are we present the case, and all of us have to agree that it's worthy of wearing an L. Yesterday, we brought the case up against Sean, and he was able to get off on technicalities because the comments he made occurred before the L was even created. As a good lawyer, I have made sure that this all fits the proper paperwork. This was from August of 2025.
Yep, that's well within the time frame.
I was on vacation that day. What else is new? Tiki was on vacation that day. And so Tommy and Sean were hosting the show. And they were reacting to some breaking NFL news. And Tommy, as a Giant fan, let out some major emotion on the Dallas Cowboys after they traded Micah Parsons. Mm-hmm. Let's listen to what Tommy had to say and determine fairly if he deserves to wear an L.
Because the Saquon Barkley Eagles stuff is now out the window. We are no longer a joke because the NFL doesn't give a...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
For rat's ass anymore about Saquon Barkley, because every time Micah Parsons sneezes or passes wind, we're going to hear about the Cowboys. The Cowboys! Cowboys are now the joke of the NFL. Congratulations, because we had to sit through it a year where every broadcast and every game, the Giants were a punchline, a joke, a laughingstock. Now it's the Cowboys' turn because they just traded away the best defensive player in the league, and every time he does something for the Packers, it's going to get right back to the Cowboys. Can you believe they did this? Can you believe they did this? So we no longer have to hear about Saquon Barkley and the Eagles and the Giants. This is, and he's out of the division. I mean, I want to give Jerry Jones a hug.
So the things to me that are L-worthy are the Giants not being the joke of the league anymore. That's obviously not true, as we've witnessed on Monday Night Football.
But it has nothing to do with the Saquon thing anymore.
Again, the Giants are not the joke of the league, and the Cowboys are. The Giants are 2-11, and the Cowboys are about to play a game tonight against the Lions where they're a legitimate playoff contender. They are not the joke of the league, even though that was declared fondly by Tommy Lugauer. So, look, I know I'm being biased as the prosecutor. That is L-worthy.
No biggie.
That's my opinion. Before you give your opinion, Tommy, your defense.
Yeah. So I was right about a lot of things in that clip. Number one, Saquon Barkley has gone backwards. You never hear his name anymore during Giant broadcasts. So I was right about that. It is too early for me to be, in my opinion, on trial about this with the Micah Parsons angle with the Cowboys, because I believe the Cowboys will peter out here. They won't even make the playoffs. And when Parsons and the Packers are making their run in January in the playoffs, that's when it's going to get shoved in Cowboy fans' faces from the national media, and they will become the joke of the NFL.
I am willing to actually pull back my charges if I get an agreement.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something you just said, and this is kind of why I brought the L to trial.
Yeah.
If the Cowboys make the postseason, L-worthy. Simple as that.
What if the Packers go further? Let's say they have to win the Super Bowl. I think that's
Tommy,
fair.
Tommy, you called them the joke of the league. If they make the postseason,
but if
they're not the joke of the league, and they traded for Quinnen Williams.
I know,
like,
but if Parsons,
themselves,
but if Parsons leads the Packers to a Super Bowl victory, wouldn't that still be L-worthy for the Cowboys?
Even
if they make the first round, like they make a wild card round, they lose?
I understand your point, and I'm not even going to declaratively say no to you. I'm going to say your point, and you heard it, Teague, was the Cowboys are the joke of the league. If they make the postseason, even if the Packers go further, like, joke of the league, especially when you compare it to the Giants. You basically said they're the new Giants. I mean, I'm sorry.
If the Cowboys make the playoffs, I will wail that out.
Yeah, you have to.
Perfect. I mean,
look, they lost Micah Parsons, who has 12 and a half sacks now with the Green Bay Packers. And the Cowboys, their leading sacker is 4.5. Who is it?
Houston.
Yes. So, like, I don't even follow who gets after the passer for the Cowboys.
Now, they have fixed their issue stopping the run.
They've won three games in a row.
And the Quinnen trade has really worked out. Now, I'm happy about it because of the picks. They're happy about it because it's helped their defense. So, the point is, they're not the joke of the NFL way he and Sean kind of willed it into existence in late August.
Wanted it to be. To happen.
They wanted it. And for a while, by the way, it looked like it was going to be the case.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they're 6-5, 6-5-1. It is not a lock that they're going to make the playoffs. They're still on the outside looking in. I think their best avenue is going to be winning the division. Clearly.
I think so much of this will depend on what Micah Parsons also does. Because for the Giants, it was because he went to the Eagles, Saquon did, and he was amazing.
But I think it was a few things. It was, yes, he went to the Eagles. Yes, he was amazing. Yes, the Eagles won the Super Bowl. All that's true. The Giants sucking added to it.
Oh, of course.
Because at the end of the day, that's what added to the joke of it.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Even though it wasn't necessarily correlated.
Well, here's why it was, though. I'm be honest with you. If the Giants made the playoffs last year, good little funky team, not even a Super Bowl team, you guys would have been made fun of a lot less because it would have been like, oh, it made sense. They had success.
Right. You got rid of your best player, but you were still okay.
Right.
And the Cowboys got rid of their best defensive player, and they're still okay.
They may win the division. I mean, right now, at 6-5-1, and the Eagles collapsing at 8-5,
they just beat them.
And they just beat them. I mean, I almost lean towards thinking they will win the division, as crazy as that sounds.
At Detroit, so it starts tonight. They're at Detroit. Then they have Minnesota, the Chargers, who are beatable.
At home.
The Commanders and the Giants.
Yes.
So there's a chance they could win out.
Now, here's the Eagles' schedule. At the Chargers on Monday Night Football, home against the Raiders, very winnable game, at Washington, at Buffalo, home against Washington. And
it still feels like the Eagles are going to win the division.
And right now, the Cowboys, assuming they can make up this game on the bye week with a win, they're a half game back. So no tiebreakers.
Yeah.
It's just they have to somehow make up that half game on Philadelphia.
Right.
And looking at that, I mean, I think they've got a great chance to do it.
Of course they do.
Losing to Detroit tonight would be damaging. Obviously, it's a huge, tonight's a monstrous game.
Yeah, it's a huge one. I think for Detroit, too.
For both, though, I know it's basically like a playoff game.
Right.
It's almost an elimination game. But I, as the prosecutor, accept Tommy's conditions, which is if the Cowboys make the playoffs, you wear an
out. And it's fitting that the Giants are likely going to be the gatekeeper here, where that game last week of the season, the Giants could keep the Cowboys out of the playoffs and then keeping me from wearing an L.
That's absolutely
true.
Now, the one thing that Tiki will decide now is if the Cowboys make the playoffs, how long should he have to wear the L?
Ooh, that's a good one. I don't think this is as profound of a statement as Sean last year with Saquon, where he had to wear it for 3 weeks because he was so adamant that this was going to be, I don't know, devastating or whatever it was going to be. Look, just wait how long, Saquon, until he gets hurt and et cetera. And he rushes for over 2,000 yards. But I'll think about it. It's at least a couple of days.
At least a couple of days.
I accept.
You accept. So you accept that if the Cowboys make the playoffs, you have to wear an L for that whole they're the joke of the league take.
Yeah. I'd be willing to go to like 5 days, but Tiki will come up with it. Yeah. But I think a week is fair for that.
Willing to go to
especially
5 days.
If they beat, especially if they beat the Giants.
It's not a 3 week thing.
One other thing, small paperwork detail that I must take care of.
Oh, now what?
I apologize, and I'm not implying anything, Tommy. I just want to make sure.
No comment.
No matter where you're
No comment.
No matter who you're working for or what shift you're doing.
That's all rumors and speculation. Mm. Nothing is confirmed.
No, Biggie.
You have to wear the L. Period. Stop. Mm. No pun intended.
Yes. I will honor this agreement no matter where I am, you guys are, whatever.
You're a stand-up dude, Tommy.
That's it.
This is why you're a generational talent.
May I ask you a hypothetical question?
No comment. Yes.
So you're wearing the L, and let's say you're working with somebody else. That person can be very intimidated, and that person is screaming at you to take the damn L off, or that person may hypothetically fire you.
Wow.
What would you do?
Wow. I think I have to honor my previous commitment and continue to wear the L.
Right. Tell him to go scratch.
I would just find a way to like politely say I have to continue wearing the L.
Okay, good. So we got all the paperwork figured out, just in case you're elsewhere.
Absolutely.
I'm not saying you will be.
Well, it's all speculation. Nothing confirmed.
I know nothing.
Okay. Me neither.
Good. Thank you. You got all that figured out.
What are you even talking about?
Don't know.
I have no idea. Evan is in East Meadow. What's going on, Evan?
Hey, Evan.
Hey, guys. Hold on.
Yeah,
we got you.
Hey, guys.
Yes.
All right. First time caller, big fan of the show. I just want to get your guys' take on this. In regards to the Jets quarterback situation for 2026, let's say we get Mendoza. What is your take on getting a guy who's known to score points like a Jameis Winston and get them to distribute the ball to Garrett Wilson and any wide receiver we have?
There's one positive. He's signing a 2-year deal with the Giants, or negative, I should say. They'd have to trade for him.
Yeah, and I think the Giants are going to still need him. As a backup. As a backup to Jackson Dart.
I think, assuming Tyrod Taylor wants to continue to play football, because he is 36. Yep. I heard him talk the other day about how he's never even thought about his future, so who knows? End of the year, he could say, I'm done. I think Tyrod Taylor is clearly going to be the leader in the clubhouse to be the veteran, what's it called, that thing, that bridge. Oh, the bridge.
Yeah, the bridge.
The actual bridge. Yeah, I was trying to think of what the term was. It's actually a bridge. I think it's likely to be him. Mm-hmm. My only concern with Tyrod is, and we haven't seen it yet, is staying on the field.
Yeah, and he's been fine this year. And he's played a lot, and he probably will continue.
Let me knock on wood right now.
Knock on wood. He probably will continue to play. Because, I mean, it makes sense. Because we asked Connor about this with Brady Cook. Do we think we'll see him at all? And Connor's right. If they keep winning football games, why would you put Brady Cook out there?
Right. I think you only do that if they start losing, you know, things look bad. Then you say, all right, let's see what the kid's got.
Right.
Kevin in Floral Park. What's up, Kevin?
Hey, Kevin.
Hey, Kev. Kevin going once. Kevin is gone. Ron in Jersey City. Hey, Ron.
Hello, Evan and Tiki. I want to say two things before Evan. You rudely hang up on me like you did Tuesday, what Tiki told you.
Did I?
You did. You hung up on him rudely.
recently.
Oh, I did. You're right. I apologize. Yeah. Bad job out of me.
Tiki,
yes.
Real quick, what do you think if and when Joe Shane is fired about Lewis Riddick and Evan? What I wanted to say to you was that David Stern going the cheap Milwaukee Brewer route, because he could easily say, hey, we can make Devin Williams our closer and we don't have to give Diaz all this money. And that's what I was talking about that make me nervous, because then they might not sign Pistol Pete either. Well, that's what I wanted to say.
I think right now, here's what I know about the Edwin Diaz situation. You can choose to believe it or not believe it. They want to keep Edwin Diaz, but much like Pete Alonso, there's a line in the sand, and the line in the sand is 5 years. And yeah. I feel good about that because now John Heyman's reporting the same thing. I told you this a couple days ago. That's the line in the sand, that they don't want to go to a fifth year. And if another team goes to a fifth year, that's dangerous. Edwin could accept it. I don't think the Mets are going to budge. Or Edwin can say, screw it, I really want to stay with the Mets. I'm not going to let the extra year be the difference. If they lost Edwin Diaz, I kind of believe they're going to pivot and spend money on another reliever. So I don't think that's being cheap. I think it would just be a reallocation of funds. And so is it cheapness when you don't want to go to a fifth year? I wouldn't say that. They want to pay him $20 million a year. I think they're just trying to be smart in terms of the years that they're handing out.
Yeah, and you have to be. You can't cripple yourself 5-8 years from now.
You know where clearly I wouldn't be a good GM, or maybe I would be, depending on your vantage point right now. If I'm David Stearns and I'm like, okay, I only want to stay with 4 years. I only 4 years. He's a closer. He's in his 30s. It's stupid to go a fifth year. I'm not going to do it. And then Edwin's agent comes back to me and says, look, I'm going to be honest with you. The Blue Jays just offered me a fifth year. We're gone
right.
Unless you match it. You match it, done deal.
Right.
I'd have a very difficult time not matching it. Because I'd say, really?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to let one extra year in 2031 be the difference right now?
Right. 1 year would not be the deal breaker. I agree with you on that.
I remember screaming at that to Yankee fans about Aaron Judge.
Especially given the emotional side of this that we talked about earlier.
It's emotional, but it's also, he's damn good.
Yeah.
I remember with Judge, there was so many Yankee fans who said, oh, I can't go to a ninth year. Oh, I can't. I'm like, what?
Yeah. Who cares?
That's the difference?
By that point, he's going to have multiple MVPs, and he does. And is likely going to keep helping you get to the postseason and competing for a championship.
Plus, we're all going to be working for the aliens in 5 years anyway. What the hell's the difference?
There are no aliens. As far as Lewis Riddick, I like Lewis Riddick, but he hasn't been in the league since 2010, I think, or 11 or something like that. And he's been in TV now much longer than he was ever an executive. He was director of pro personnel with the Eagles. Prior to that, he was with the then Redskins. He's interviewed for a bunch of these GM jobs over the last 4 or so years, but he's never gotten one. I don't know if it's going to happen for him. I like him, but I don't know if he has the chops to be the GM.
It feels like he's always the hot name.
Yeah.
That's always the name you hear during this season of hiring a general manager, mm-hmm. hiring a team president.
And it's because he's in front of you all the time. I mean, he works for ESPN, so
right.
You see him constantly
right.
on television analyzing rosters and players, etc., and he's good at that, but it's a different animal to be a GM.
If I ran the New York Giants, this is what I would do. Joe Shane would be fired. I hate to say it, but sorry. It's a tough business. The resume is the resume. 3-22 in the last 25 games. I don't have to do it right now. You want to wait till the end of the season, see if something changes in your mind watching the last 4 games. That's fine. And what I would do in my coaching search is it would be about the coach.
Right.
And so I would do it, as some would say, backwards. I don't think it's backwards in this modern NFL. I'd go get myself a veteran head coach. I'd go after Mike Tomlin. I'd talk to Mike McCarthy. I don't love Bill Belichick. I guess I'd have a conversation. I'd be open to it.
Yeah.
And I'd work my way backwards. You know what I mean?
I hear you.
That's how I would do it.
No, I think you're right. And I think it's the only way to go. You have to start with those guys that have done it already. That's it. That's the best way to find success.
Matt is in Staten Island. What's going on, Matt?
Hey, Matt.
Hey, what's going on, guys? How are you?
We're good.
Good.
All right, so listen. There's nothing that pains me more as a sports fan when a father or a grandfather sets their future generations up for failure. Right? Like Evan, send your kids up to root for the Jets and the Mets. It pains me. So when I heard that grandfather call in about the Sauce Gardner and the Aaron Rodgers jersey, my heart was breaking as I'm driving home from work. Here's my recommendation. Get that kid a Caleb Williams, a Roma Doomsday, or a Boston Loveland jersey, and jump on the bandwagon now while the Bears are being underestimated. Go Bears, baby. Believe it.
All right. Well, I respect your Bear fandom. Here's the problem with your whole point. What if, and I know this sounds so crazy on December 4th, 2025, what if the Jets are about to become great?
Mm-hmm.
How would you feel?
And you jumped off.
Not I, but I pushed the kid.
Right.
Like, you wouldn't be able to enjoy it with them.
No, it's true.
I look at it this way.
But it's not a rival, so.
Well, I'm not saying I'm offended by the Chicago Bears, because I'm not. I don't care.
Right.
It's more, his point is, why push your sons or daughters to teams that are just failures?
Hmm.
Well, because that failure may change on a dime.
It's the NFL. It can happen.
And I would say it with any sport. Like, mm-hmm. I had a really depressing conversation with Chet the other night because he continues to get just harassed by Knicks fans. And he always asks me, how do I respond? And when it comes to the Knicks-Nets dynamic, I'm like, we don't have a response.
Mm-mm, not like, now.
I honestly.
Maybe by the time you're in high school.
Did the Nets get relegated to the WNBA?
So I always tell him, just say you won't win a championship. That's all you'll say. Just tell him you won't win a championship. And then he starts asking me a real question. He's like, ask me about the rookies and how they're looking. And he says, how long does a rebuild normally last? I'm like, oh, God. And I said, well, son.
Your life.
It could.
Your whole life, son.
It could be forever. But let's say I made the decision. You know what? You're 9 years old. Get out now. Go root for the Thunder.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
In fact, Jet loves tornadoes and weather conditions and is intrigued by Oklahoma City. Mm.
He wants to be a tornado chaser?
Maybe, but I think he's just intrigued by it and really is intrigued by Oklahoma City, the city. And so it would be so easy to just be like, you know, they have a basketball team. Mm. Just do it. And let's say he did do it. And now my son's just winning championships. I'm okay with it, right? Because I don't care about the Thunder. I don't dislike the Thunder. They beat the Knicks in the finals. I feel great. And let's say 5 years from now, Igor Joman is leading the next Brooklyn dynasty. And all of a sudden, is Danny Wolf winning MVPs, and the Nets are champions, and he's off with the Thunder. Don't you think he would be like, you missed something?
Yeah, he'd be disappointed.
So you got to stick through it.
He'd be happy for you, but he'd be disappointed.
And you got to stick through it, because you never know when it's going to turn.
No, you're right. He doesn't want to live in the Midwest either.
Exactly.
He's a Northeast kid.
Right. I just think you lose the joy. You know what I mean? Like, I know looking back on things, like, Tommy, it would have been easier if you became a Yankee fan instead of a Met fan. But I don't know. Yeah. Like, what if we missed out on something?
Enjoy it while you can, because eventually it might be ecstatic. Baseball Night in New York is next, coming up on SNY. Thank you, as always, for joining us. Brought to you by the Tri-State Cadillac Dealers.
Is that the show Andrew Marchand is on?
He gives hot takes on baseball.
Yes, he does. Well, I mean, Adam Schefter's talking baseball these days, so.
I apologize. That was a reference to something that happened yesterday. For those that are like, that doesn't make any sense. Chris McMonagle kept.
No, that's not his name. It's McMonagle. what did Pat D call him?
McDougalish.
Chris McDougalish, because he had other things on his mind, kept referring to, I think it was Andy Martino, as Andrew Marchand, who's just a reporter who reports, you know, stuff about.
Yes, for The Athletic on media.
Right.
Welcome to hell!
McGonagall.
We do love Big Mac. In fact, Big Mac is returning to the Rico Bronya in a couple days.
Oh, wow.
He joins me all the time to put together fake Mets-Yankees trades. Mm. See, we keep that away from Evan and Tiki, but on the Rico, we break down fake Mets-Yankees trades, and when he did that with me a year ago, it actually turned into a Juan Soto watch party, and then Juan Soto signed with the Mets. Mm.
So he was actually... pinstripes don't mean squat.
He was a part of that special Rico, so I've been putting together fake Mets-Yankees trades. I've been collecting emails of fake Mets-Yankees trades. Some of them are really good. Can I give you a preview?
Let's.
This is an interesting one.
Be careful.
Be careful. Who am I going to offend with this?
I don't want this to become a Rico Bronya.
Oh, geez, you're right. I'm just going to say it, and I'm going to move on. I won't even offer an opinion.
Go ahead.
Mark Vientos. Mm-hmm. By the way, great fit for the Yankees. Mm-hmm.
Go ahead. Keep going.
Right-hand hitter, third base, first base, whole thing.
Keep going.
Jason Dominguez.
I don't hate it.
Kind of makes sense.
I don't hate it.
Okay. Makes sense, right?
I could do that. I don't hate it.
It fits. Now, I get it, Dominguez, the Martian, blah, blah, blah. But like,
especially if you sign Cody.
Exactly. And you get a right-handed bat who can play third base or first base. Right now, you're looking at Ben Rice and Ryan McMahon. Would you say yes to that, Tommy?
I would not.
Mm. You like Vientos too much?
I'm a huge Vientos supporter.
Yeah, I can see that. Because so you don't know what last year feels like. Well, you hope last year was an anomaly. And what you're getting 2 years ago is what Mark Vientos is going to
I think Mark Vientos has the clutch gene. And I don't want to trade that.
I guess you. No, he was fantastic in the playoffs a couple of years ago. Now, Connor Green is unbelievable. I think he's one of the most impressive guys at WFAN. He runs a mean-ass board. He's a good guy. He don't say much. But I got to ask you a question, because you are a Yankee fan. Connor, you are a Yankee fan.
Yes, sir.
He's also a Nets fan.
And a Jets fan.
And a Jet one.
Wolf. Yeah. I mean, I'm bordering on just giving up on both of those teams. I'm very, very close.
Alone.
Very close.
You're not in the Danny Wolf pack yet?
Not yet, no. The Yegor Jomin pack, maybe I like him a little bit more, but, you know, not really.
Jewish Joker.
How about that?
How about that? Would you trade Jason Dominguez for Mark Vientos?
I wouldn't, because I kind of thought Vientos was going to break out last year. And the fact that it didn't happen, he was banged up, but I kind of thought it would happen. And that worries me a little bit. Where Dominguez, I feel like you haven't really seen what he can do and what his potential is. So I would let him, I'd rather have him and see what he can do than Vientos.
Yeah, and the last time we saw him, this was in the playoffs, doing games or doing broadcasts from Yankee Stadium. He was working at third base.
That's right. Remember that? About that?
I didn't forget that.
I do want to give
He's
credit.
He's not playing third base.
I want to give credit to Mike Cardino, who is the one who came up with that trade. So thank you, Mike. He emailed that to thericob@gmail.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.